As a Black woman, I don't know that the results of this particular election are going to impact me that much one way or the other.
That's local activist India Walton describing her feelings regarding the 2020 presidential election. For Walton and other activists trying to improve the lives of the underserved in Western New York through social justice work, the general election doesn't mean as much as state and local races. Walton advises progressive voters not to take their eye off of local races for next year.
While everyone is excited and engaged and wants to do more, we have to continue and keep these conversations going all year long and not just when it's time for a general or presidential election.
Police Advisory Board member DeJean Hall says he sees potential in getting progressive reforms passed with the Working Families Party, which has made significant political gains in New York State this election.
Hopefully, as a result of tonight's elections, we'll see greater emphasis on addressing some of the more challenging things in the state, such as canceling rent and mortgages, legalizing marijuana, and some of these old fights that activists have been raising for a long time and we haven't seen much movement on. So I'm deeply encouraged by that.
Both Walton and Hall say newer faces in local and state government can help push a very moderate Democratic New York towards a state that reflects the values of the growing progressive voting bloc. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.